Blog Talk Radio.
You're traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
It's that time again, boys and girls. From the streets of Ypsilanti to the hollers of West Virginia, bad food for you served nicely. We're talking possum, Dairy Winkle milkshakes, White Castle sliders, and Chef Boyardee. That's right. The stuff you crave. The stuff that will eventually send you to the likes of Ray, our resident mortician, who is, by the way, late in joining us tonight. Join us as we travel the roads of deep-fried Oreos and Twinkies the size of your head. It's Eat Me, and I'm John Guy.
I'm Peg Palmer.
I'm Bill North.
And we're still waiting for the captain. We're still waiting for Ray. I feel abandoned. What?
Story of my life.
Maybe he ate one of his hot dogs.
I guess so. So how is everybody's week?
Fine.
Uh-huh. Well, we're here, and that's what counts.
Yep.
When you get to be as old as Bill and I am, Peggy, it's just a glorious day when we wake up.
Along with the fact, though, John, that it ain't the years, it's the mileage. You and me got everybody else was doing 15,000 a year. We was doing 30. Now
that's true.
and it's
like
thing to do at the time.
What? What, Peggy?
I said we already have two people who've commented. Denise from says hi, boys and girls, and Carl from Duluth, Minnesota, my home state. Ray is still celebrating Halloween as a Leatherface. I don't know what that is.
Oh, that could be. Remember, if we have, you know, constant listeners, last week Ray was operating, you missed this, Bill, but throughout the entire show it seemed like Ray was operating his embalming machine or something.
A bone saw. That was
there were noises that nobody could decipher. You know, here's a good quote for you. Bill, Satchel Paige, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you were?
There you go.
Did you ever see Satchel?
John, he also said, don't look back. Somebody might catch up.
That's right. He had some great ones.
I had a coach that was Satchel Paige's roommate.
His catcher. Oh, his roomie. Okay.
Buck O'Neill.
He was coach for the Chicago Cubs, right?
Well, he was the minor league instructor for the Cubs. He was the first black coach in Major League Baseball, and he was a friend of mine. Because I came up with the Cubs, and they used to sing when I tell one of the coaches to kiss my butt. He used to have to come down there and say, and he would say, Billy, what'd you do this time?
What'd you have to say there? Was that Pam of Pensacola?
We got Gary from Sugarland, Texas. He's got the World Series muted because he's listening to our show. We have 109 listeners already.
Sal
from Germantown, Pennsylvania says, Bill was one of the best base stealers. Hey, Bill, anybody get under your skin when you were there playing in all these cities?
Ooh.
You never played in Detroit or Boston. They call me everything but the son of God. hey, man. Guys still make it into this day. Them two cities were hard on a brother.
Who is the hardest catcher to steal on?
There were some of them. Steve Yeager was pretty good. Bob Boone. But you don't steal on the catcher.
You steal on the pitcher.
Yeah. And there was
who was the easiest pitcher?
Yeah.
Who was your easiest pitcher to steal off of?
Nolan Ryan, Tom Seaver, all those Met pitchers, because they didn't have any move to first base. And Nolan Ryan, who I face as much as anybody, if I got on base against him, I'm on third base in two pitches.
Oh, Nolan Ryan was the easiest guy to steal off of for you. Okay.
There were a bunch of them. That was real easy. But there were some that were hard. Yeah.
Who was hard?
Steve Carlton, Louis Tion, Juan Marichal, Gaylord Perry. Yeah. Cause
Bob Gibson?
They would hold the ball. Beg your pardon?
Bob Gibson?
No, you could run on him, but you couldn't get to first base to be able to run on him.
And if you did, he hit you the next time up, right?
Oh, I could.
He was an angry pitcher.
Well, he didn't like hitters. He didn't like hitters on his own team. Yeah.
I went last week, Bill. I went to one of your old haunts and had lunch, and out in Francisco Grande Resort here in Casa Grande. And
I spent a year there one night.
They had pictures of the Giants all over that bar. When you come out here, we'll go take a trip,
Casa Grande. I was with the Giants, and they had spring training start down there, but I wasn't staying down there with the rest of them guys. I was driving down there from Tempe every day. Shoot, that's too much work. Got a couple of season tickets, too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, see, but when you come out this next time, Bill, then you and I will go out to Francisco Grande and check out the swimming pool again, right?
It's swimming pool, ball and bat swimming pool. There you go.
That's right. And it's still there. You know who owns the property now is the richest sports franchise in the world.
Yankees?
Somebody figure out who that is.
Yankees?
Nope. Richer than the Yankees.
Huh. We're up to 233 listeners already.
All righty.
Thank you for being
Tom Brady get a divorce. Guess he has some more arm candy again. And Tammy from Cumberland, Rhode Island says, where's Leatherface and the Bicycle Cop tonight? Hi, Peggy and you boys. And that's my update. Yeah.
There you go. Okay, richest franchise in the world owns Francisco Grande and Casa Grande. Who's the richest? Richer than the Yankees. Richer than any American team. It's Barcelona Football Club. Barcelona FC.
Oh, yeah.
Barcelona, yeah. They own the whole whole setup out here.
Isn't that something?
In fact, hey, we're a growing town, damn it. Anyway, Barcelona owns it, and Major League Soccer, MLS, they do their spring training here in Casa Grande.
When did they start in spring training?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm assuming it's somewhere in the spring, but I don't follow soccer, you know, pro soccer, so I have no clue. Maybe one of our handy dandy listeners can tell us when soccer season starts and they'd have training or something. But I do not know. I played it for 2 years in college. But I played soccer. I played, or as we like to call it, football. I played it for 2 years. And it was a Ted Lasso moment for me. My nickname in college, when Peggy knew me when I was going as an undergrad to college, and my nickname was the Dancing Bear. So that ought to tell you how skilled I was.
Wow.
Peggy, was he
that's
that
something
skilled?
I didn't know.
The coach would put me in when he needed somebody injured.
Oh, you were the muscle.
I was. You know, when I came in, the opponents looked worried. I don't know why.
Yeah, could you?
They possibly heard the story. I snapped somebody's ankle, and it was a clean tackle, too.
Well.
Yeah, but then again, you know.
Everybody's clean after they got dirty.
One of my more memorable slides into a ball and foot. So it worked, but we played. We were how many students we have there, Miss Peggy?
I don't know. I think we only had like 250 students or 200 students. It was a tiny little school.
It was a tiny little school, and we played Mount Scenario. It no longer exists.
Where was it?
Ladysmith, Wisconsin, way up north.
Oh, yeah.
And no one had ever heard of us, but get this, our soccer team, we played the big boys. We played University of Minnesota, Minneapolis. We played Michigan Tech. We played St. Louis. We played... You know, whenever we'd play a state university in Wisconsin, that was like a day off. We knew we were going to kill them. We We didn't. Yeah, we did have a football team, and we had a basketball team. We played Grambling. I mean, we played
Division,
big boys.
Division II or NAIA?
NAIA.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was a low, low level, but somebody.
School too.
Somebody decided. What, Peg?
Matt from Stone Mountain, Georgia, home of the $150 burger, says, thanks to the Braves. And by the way, Premier League soccer starts August to May. 38 matches, playing all 19 teams, home and away. And we're up to 300 listeners already.
Whoa, August to May, that's a long-ass season, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm telling you this much, it seems like they play all year. Every time
yeah.
I look up.
You quit mute your TV, huh?
I actually went to a soccer game, and I didn't like soccer because it didn't score enough. But I went to that soccer game here, big time, MLS, and you know what? It's the thing about when they – it was the energy was so good. The fans amazing. And I said, hey, man. It was juicy. I had a good time.
Well, and I've watched indoor soccer too, which is definitely an experience. Phoenix had an indoor soccer team, the Voodoo, and
how long did the indoor
soccer? Yeah, you play that
last?
On an ice hockey rink.
Isn't that something? How long did that last?
That didn't last all that long, no.
Indoors.
It was one of those sports ideas that fell apart pretty damn quickly.
Yeah.
Indoor soccer.
Same thing with football. What, that indoor football?
You can say what you want, Bill, but I'm telling you, I am a devoted fan of indoor football. In fact, I was once the assistant general manager of a professional indoor football team.
Wow.
In Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah? What are we going to do in March, John?
What are we going to do in March?
Because you got to leave down there, don't you? Baseball?
We're starting our own league. Now, this is gonna be unique to baseball, Bill. We're not gonna have umpires. we did away with the umpires there. Just like that, the fans can't bitch about, you know, strike zone and stuff like that. No, we don't have an umpire. No.
Hey,
well, we sort of do.
Well,
hey,
I could have done without them easily. Now,
we got two bench warmers, and we're going to make them the umpires. I mean, what the hell? They're getting paid to play anyway. Get them off the bench and put them on the field. That's what we did when we were kids.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why not?
Hey,
why not?
You better swing the bat.
That's right.
Tom, Austin, Texas just called in and he said, hi, everyone. Did you know that Ray Guy died, the all-time puncher with the Oakland Raiders? He was 73. Do you know him, John? Is he related to
I
you?
I did not. The owner of the Arizona Rattlers indoor football team and the Tucson Sugar Skulls is Kevin Guy. and I've never met him either.
And ask from Pullman, Washington. Bring back the Arizona
Steelers.
The San Antonio Gunslingers and the Oklahoma Outlaws.
Oh,
what?
So that's USFL.
We're up to
220. Huh.
Somebody
the San Antonio Gunslingers.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Is that baseball?
No.
Or
no.
Football.
Football. Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But,
and I bet you they don't have any trouble getting players either. No.
Probably not. Probably not. Actually, you should have played indoor football, Bill. With your speed and attitude, because, you know, you, let's face it, you were a badass in your day. And so I can just picture you doing indoor football. You were
a nice
person.
I wasn't bothering anybody.
Wait a minute. Is that Reggie Jackson on the phone? Oh, I'm sorry, Bill.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, locker room shenanigans. You got to love it.
You got to do what you got to do.
Well, you know, and Lenny Randall, your buddy, your teammate, Lenny, man, I saw him throw a block on a pitcher that he was pissed at, and it was a good football block.
You know what? Lenny Randall was at Arizona State. That's the first time I saw big-time college football. Them guys never went to class. Only time he saw them when they were walking across campus to go to football practice. And when Lenny didn't go, he came out on Friday night when the football game was and ran back punt. Now, you talk about Lenny had the whole school. They all loved him, Arizona State. He had some pretty girlfriends, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. There are some beautiful women in Tempe, Arizona. You betcha.
Yeah. I came from Ellensburg, Washington to Tempe, Arizona and saw something I never saw before. It's called the sun.
I was talking with someone from Minnesota this past week, and I said, well, just tell me one thing. Has the jalopy broken through the ice on the pond yet so that somebody can win? That's traditional up there in Wisconsin and Minnesota. You put the jalopy on the ice next to the ice shack. Well, pretty far removed from the ice shacks. And then you wait for it to fall through into the lake. And whoever picks the right date is the sweepstakes winner. Yay! You know, they usually win some money and a whole bunch of smelt or something. I don't know. What do they do, Peggy?
I don't know what they I never really got into that too much, but.
Not even there in small town Benson?
No, I don't know. I don't remember that too much. Do you remember going snipe hunting? Snipe hunting? Was that what it was?
Yeah, snipe hunting, yeah. And I bet you still, to this day, Peggy, can do hot dish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Hot dish is the food of Minnesota.
Right.
all you got to own is one can of Campbell's Cream and Mushroom Soup, and you have supper, baby. You just add noodles and whatever is left in the fridge. And then you put it in the oven, and you got hot dish. Ooh.
Ooh, boy.
Mushroom
not to
soup
compete with
good gravy. Yeah.
Hamburgers. And ladies.
Well.
Remember American, what was it? The American Grill Room's reasonably cheap. They have the best hamburgers and ladies.
Oh, American Bar and Grill, Ladysmith, Wisconsin. Best cheeseburgers I've ever had in my life.
Yep.
And the sign said, rooms reasonably cheap.
And they had a cactus sitting there, too.
Yeah.
Didn't they have a cactus? I wonder if it's still there. Probably is.
I think the American Bar and Grill is still there. I put your picture, I think, on a website called X Mount Scenario. When you came out here and we had our picture taken there in Superior, Arizona, I think I put that picture somewhere on the internet. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Superior, Arizona. One of my best friends was from Superior, Arizona.
Who's that?
Margaret Antilla. She was
really?
We became friends at Arizona State, but she was from Superior. Isn't that a mining town?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Yeah. Out there by the Lost Dutchman's Mine.
Yes. That is correct. And one of the best stories I ever heard was the sheriff was taking in some guy who, I don't know, shot and killed his wife or whatever, and the townspeople were kind of pissed at him, and they stopped halfway into Phoenix. They were transporting him to the Phoenix jail. Superior doesn't have much of a jail, and the crowd stopped him midway and hung him from a phone pole. And that was like back in the 1920s, 1930s. Well, they cut him down after he had expired, and that's when the Phoenix newspaper showed up, and they went, we're here to take a picture of the dead guy hanging from the phone pole, and you cut him down, put him back up. So they strung him up a second time for the camera crew. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
55 listeners now, and we've got about 2 minutes.
We have 55?
355.
No way.
Wow.
No way.
Thank you, guys. Hey, man, you make us feel important.
Well, we're going to get you out here this spring, Bill. Absolutely, positively.
How much
you're ready.
How much you going to pay me?
Same thing that you got for meal money in Caldwell, Idaho, your rookie year.
Oh, $6, huh?
There you go. I may be smart, Ray, but or Bill, but I'm also stingy. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why? How much do you charge?
We'll negotiate. I'll show you my worth. And then you'll have to up my salary.
Yeah, Matt, that could be you. You could
whiskey
double it.
Whiskey and dancing girls. That's what.
Whiskey and dancing girls. Have we talked about food, Peggy, at all in the show?
Hamburgers.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Bar and grill or whatever that was.
Ooh, we have 50 seconds to go. We better start
okay.
closing it out.
Bye, folks.
I enjoyed you.
See
guys.
You next week.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
We appreciate you. And I love you guys. You guys are my bad habit.
That sounds good.